of them.
Well, I don't know. Just use water, I suppose.
And then they'd say that you call that
soap suds.
Yeah, and then when you were getting it off, you'd say you were.
I don't know what they'd call.
Or what about when they were washing clothes? They'd say to get the soap out. They'd say they had to.
We used to make our own soap.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You made your own soap.
Do you ever have time?
Do you? Oh, well, now, was it hard to get it to?
No, they just build a big pot and put lye in there and just keep stirring it. Mm-hmm. It'll make soap.
Mm-hmm. And that'll make soap.
Yeah. You can make it out of any kind of grease.
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Good, too. A lot better than you buy.
Mm-hmm. Well, was it hard to get it rinsed out of the clothes?
No, they just cut it out in slabs.
Uh-huh.
We'd make it. Wow. We'd make it in a big old kettle. Probably make 100 bars at a time.
Yeah. Oh.
Just there.
Well, now, would they use that for washing dishes, too?
They used it for everything.
They did?
Yeah.
Well, now, would it be, did it take a lot of water to rinse it off?
No.
You just, what would they do then? They just...
They'd just rinse it off,
Well, I didn't know. I thought it might. Well, what would they call it? They're washing the dishes. That rag they'd use to wash dishes.
Well, I don't know. What was that?
Dish rag?
Yeah.
They use
it? Yes.
And what about to dry the dishes?
Well, they use a rag.
And what about to wash your face with?
Towel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And what do you call, like, of course, you probably didn't have water, running water in those days.
Mm-hmm.
But what, like nowadays, what do you call the thing on the sink that the water comes out of?
Faucet.
And what about if it was on the side of a house? Would you?
Hydrant.
And, like, if it was real cold, you know, one night you might have to worry about your pipes. Because if they got too cold, they might
freeze.
Yeah, and if they froze, sometimes did they ever?
They bust.
Yeah, did you have that problem, Randy?
I have had.
Yeah. When you used to buy like lard, buy a lot of it at a time, what would it come in?
Oh, it would come in 50-pound cans.
Oh, that's how they buy.
45, 50.
What about molasses? What would it come in?
Well, you could get the barrel if you wanted it.
Oh, you could?
Yeah.
Well, what would people use, like, to make their horses go faster?
Whoop.
Oh, yeah. And, like years ago, if you were to buy, like, fruit or something at the store, now the grocer might put it in a... What would he maybe put it in? Paper...
First, I remember back we had sacks.
They did. They'd have made out of paper. Well, did you ever hear anybody call that a poke?
Poke, yeah.
Uh-huh. Back more when you were when you were a boy.
Poke, yeah.
They used that more. And what about sugar? What would it come in?
Well, just barrels. I think. I think they bought sugar and coffee and everything else with the barrel back years ago. Yeah.
Oh. When they started buying sugar and things, after they quit buying it in a barrel, what would they buy it in?